Coming up on KUCB News, the Unalaska Raiders finish fourth at state, and the U.S. joins a ban against commercial fishing in the Arctic. Stay tuned.
Local news is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Monday, December 4th, 2017. Designers are closing in on a final renovation plan for Unalaska's public library, and they're looking to give readers a lot more room to maneuver. Last week, architect Brian Misner presented a handful of redesign options to the community and the Unalaska City Council. He says his goal is to address the 18-year-old library's biggest drawback.
You're short on great places to read and places for people to interact for studying or otherwise. Very short for a library and a population of this size.
The redesigned frontrunner would change that by adding 3,200 square feet to the building, largely through a southern expansion toward the senior center. The space would increase by 35%, making way for a larger children's section, teen area, and Alaskana meeting room. The $4.5 million proposal received an enthusiastic response from Unalaskans and the City Council. Mayor Frank Kelty says the island needs a bigger library as the community grows.
I don't want to have to come back in 10 years and do it again. I'd like to have something that would last for maybe 20 years.
The plan does not include a coffee shop or movie theater, despite community support. Misner says the renovation would create a large gathering space that could be used for movie watches, but adding a coffee shop is hard without a committed vendor. On top of that, interim city manager Nancy Peterson says she's wary about designating a public space for business.
I think you have to be very careful and conscious, though, too, of you don't want to do something that's going to directly compete with private industry.
Misner says he'll finalize the design early in the new year so the city can start raising capital funding. Library construction is slated for fiscal year 2020 or 2021. The Unalaska Raiders have finished fourth at the state volleyball tournament. The girls' team battled back after losing their opening match against Petersburg in straight sets. They defeated Bristol Bay and Sioux Valley to advance to the third round of the loser's bracket, but King Cove finally eliminated the Raiders on Friday in a close 3-2 game. Meanwhile, Petersburg won the 2A championship on Saturday. The Vikings beat King Cove and Wrangell without dropping a set to earn the state title. You can visit KUCB.org for the final bracket and tournament results. 10 nations, including the U.S. and Russia, have agreed to ban commercial fishing in the central Arctic Ocean for at least 16 years. Delegates from five Arctic nations were joined by China, Japan, South Korea, Iceland, and the EU to negotiate the terms of agreement in Washington, D.C. last week. The deal bans commercial fishing in 1.1 million square miles of the Arctic Ocean, allowing time to study the region's resources. And to do that, the agreement establishes a joint scientific research and monitoring program. Its aim is to better understand the ecosystem and determine whether sustainable fish stocks could be harvested in the future. The five Arctic nations involved signed a similar moratorium in 2015. It did not, however, include major fishing nations like Japan and China, both of which have the capacity to trawl in the Arctic's high seas. Once the new agreement is signed, the ban will be in place for 16 years. After that, it will be automatically extended every 5 years, unless a signatory country objects. Meanwhile, marine scientists are digging into the results of a second trawl survey for the Northern Bering Sea. KNOM's Gabe Colombo has the story.
The team is with NOAA's Alaska Fisheries Science Center, based in Seattle. This round of research comes 7 years after their first survey of the area in 2010.
We were really quite surprised and shocked at what a big difference there was.
That's Bob Loth. He's a research fisheries scientist and he leads the Bering Strait Survey Program. This summer, his team used a large trawl net to survey and identify species in the northern Bering Sea. Among the results, the pollock population jumped by 6,000%, and there were also large increases in Pacific cod and smaller snow crab species. According to the surveys, the water is warmer than it was in 2010, so cold water species like saffron cod were much sparser, with Arctic cod numbers down 90%. There were also higher populations of jellyfish and sea stars, which are called keystone species because they help to structure marine ecosystems.
In an area where you may have concerns about, you know, food supplies for marine mammals and walrus and whatnot, something like an increase in sea stars could be something we really want to track.
That's Lyle Britt, a fisheries research biologist on the team. He says the warmer water has caused a shift from a bottom-up ecosystem centered around the sea floor to a top-down one, with more activity higher up in the water.
When you have two that are just so diametrically different, it's really hard to say, you know, is this a trend or is this more like a weather event? We just don't know now.
Britt hits on a key footnote of the findings. The team needs more data to accurately describe what's changing. Jeff Knapp is director of the Resource Assessment and Conservation Engineering Division at NOAA. He says it's about identifying larger processes within the ecosystem.
Is the change that we saw last year really tied to the ice, or is it tied to something else? You know, what things change first, what things change more slowly? It's those mechanisms that we really want to be able to discover so that we can do a better job of predicting and then communicate that along the way to the people living here, the people who are reliant upon, you know, the resources.
For now, the team says the increase in fish they saw this year doesn't necessarily mean commercial fishing for pollock could start anytime soon in the Bering Sea. Here's Britt again.
Given how mobile we know pollock can be, this could be an ephemeral thing. They're here this year and they're not coming back, or they're here to stay. We really don't know. And even if conceptually, say, this area was open to fishing and there was interest, I think the time it would take even a company or something to even set up to do such a thing is going to be a number of years. And they'd want to know that these fish are truly going to be here for the long term before they'd even try.
But if the funding is there, the scientists say, and they're able to start doing surveys every other year, that answer could become much clearer as soon as 2019. Reporting in Nome, I'm Gabe Colombo.
69 mushers have signed up to compete in the 2018 Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. Friday marked the registration deadline for the 1,000-mile race from Willow to Nome. And veteran musher John Baker was the final sign-up, joining a roster that includes contenders like Pete Kaiser, Jeff King, Wade Mars, Yor Olsom, and Ali Zirkel. It also includes last year's champion, Mitch Seavey. Meanwhile, Mitch's son, four-time winner, Dallas Seavey, is still withdrawn. He took his dog team out of the race in October as a way to protest the trail committee's handling of a positive drug test last winter. Instead, Seavey has announced that he'll compete in Norway's 700-mile Finnmarksløpet, which is held about the same time as the last great race. Iditarod 46 is scheduled to start March 3rd. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.